Of Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you on getting the truth of your fitness and nutrition. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought and are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you miss any parts of today's show, don't worry. You can go right over to our website at clubinhaleexhale.com. Right-hand side, scroll down, podcast section. It's all there. Guess what? We got a Facebook page now, Green Chocolate Bar. Just take a look at it. Facebook.com/Green Chocolate Bar. You can still visit us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Club Inhale Exhale too. Again, we're everywhere online. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call. Tell us your story. Ask us questions. We got a lot of stuff going on today. 978-454-4980. Coach Kelly.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, good. We're done now,
like,
right?
I'm actually really great.
Are you?
Yeah, like, today is a great day.
Fantastic. What's going on?
I don't know.
You want to share with the audience?
You know what? I don't know what happened. I don't know. Like, I woke up. Actually, I had a creepy dream this morning. I had a dream that some guy, he was a neighbor, had long blonde hair, and he was sort of stalking me at my house. And so I knew him. So whoever this guy was in my dream, I knew him. So I let him in and he was offering me drugs. And then the lights started going on and off and flickering. It was weird. Yeah, this was at like 5:15 this morning. I had this dream. So don't hit the snooze button, people. Just when you wake up because you're going to have weird dreams. But anyway, so
Did you have something to eat at night or something like that?
That's what I said this morning. I'm like, whatever I ate last night, I got to figure that out.
Because that stuff is totally true, you know.
Oh, it's absolutely
true. Totally true.
When, you know how there's that joke about getting the meat sweats?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So, it's so disgusting and good at the same time.
If I go out for a steak dinner, and usually when that happens, you end up at the Capital Grill or somewhere really nice, Smith & Malansky's. And they're usually booked, so you know, if you don't think about it ahead of time, you're eating dinner at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then you're going home and going to bed because you're pooped, because you're getting old like I am. I'm just kidding. No. So you go home, and then you're exhausted because you have the meat sweats. And then when you sleep, I have nightmares when I eat meat, and then I go right to bed. Oof, it's bad.
So is that what you did? You had meat last
night?
No.
Oh. No, I didn't have any meat last night.
So
I had
tuna. You're just crazy.
It was crazy. It was weird. It was weird. I was like, there's like a disco going on in my house, and it wasn't even my house, and there's some weird guy with long blonde hair. I don't know.
If you want to call and talk to Coach Kelly about her meat sweats or any part of her dream, feel free to give us a call at 978-454-4980.
I have no problem talking about this stuff either.
Obviously.
Yeah, I have no problem talking about it. I'm just saying. So I was a little creeped out this morning, but class went great this morning. I was chatting with everybody. They were chatting with me. Mm-hmm. The sun was out. I had the back door open.
Yeah.
You know, I had some good clients back to back this morning. It's a great day.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that shift in daylight savings time.
Yeah.
It does screw with people.
Oh, yeah.
But coming back this way, where it gets lighter out now in the morning.
Oh, it feels so good.
For me, waking up naturally.
Yeah.
And this is for everybody.
Yeah.
When you wake up naturally.
Yeah.
It just feels that much better.
Naturally.
Naturally. You know? There's no
You know what? Yes.
Ringing in your head to get you up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And literally, that's a punch in the face. That's what I call that. That's a punch in the face. Would you want to wake up to a huge fist? To somebody punching you. You know?
No.
Or like, you know, dropping water on your face.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
insane.
So, you know how I said to you a few weeks, actually, it's probably a couple months ago now at this point, I changed bedrooms in my house. I sleep in a different bedroom now, right? Okay. And I have my phone with me, which is a really bad habit to have, but I have my phone with me in bed now as my alarm clock.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I should really go get my other alarm clock out of the other bedroom and have like a real alarm clock so I don't have my phone with me. So in case I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not looking at my phone. You
right.
see how that happens?
Right.
Right.
Got it. Because
then your mind starts going crazy,
it totally does.
But then at the same time, I think subconsciously it's coming out now, part of me is not going to get that other alarm clock out of that other room because it's meh, 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 meh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
I never want to hear that sound ever again in my life.
Worst sounding.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my.
Of course, I still do it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You really have it like that?
Yeah, but you know what's funny is I wake up before it anyway. I think I've gotten in the habit of doing
it. Just fancy waking up before
that's
your alarm
me.
Clock.
That's my body's natural system going, hey, gotta get
out. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Does it sing like that
to
you?
Yeah, totally does. Right?
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
So what's going
I'd
on
like
today?
I'd like your subconscious to wake me up in the morning. Hey.
It's time to wake up. Come on, sleepyhead.
All right. So we get,
go
like
get
you
a
said,
donut.
Go get a donut.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong
with
myself. You? That's a silly boy. So we're going to talk about stop dieting, start eating today.
Yeah.
And the article that I was reading and the PDFs that we have and all this good stuff, I'm going to kind of beat the crap out of it
I
today.
Know you are.
I really am.
Yeah.
I'm going all hashtag
lefty. Because I started looking at it, I was starting to beat the crap out of it myself.
Yeah, so it's, like, we're going to have some fun with that article and some of the information and the PDFs that were put together and talk about the pros and the cons of it and just kind of make people think about it a little bit differently.
Yep.
What else do we have? Oh, you were talking about how if you have a high-fat diet for just 5 days, how your muscles metabolize the glucose and how your body changes.
So quickly.
So quickly.
The study was done to basically put together to find out how quickly your body gets simply screwed up.
Yeah.
And they found that it was very quick. 5 days.
5 days.
On a high-fat diet.
Yeah.
Now, this is, they took a bunch of college-age students, put them in a study, kids that were normally eating anywhere between, like, you know, 25 and 30% fat, and they kept their calorie intake the same.
Yep.
And what they did was just change the percentage of fat intake to 55%.
Woof.
So more than half their day was coming from fat, right?
Mm.
And they found over the course of 5 days.
Well, not half their day, half their caloric intake.
We
want to be clear.
I have to kind of be clear on that because obviously I'm looking at it as half their day because
that's
I'm looking
right,
at it
we see it as
my
days,
day
not
is
as meals.
Correct,
yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they found that they end up, after 5 days, they took muscle biopsies or whatever you want to call them, you know, muscle samples. And they found that the muscles were actually metabolizing glucose differently.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So when you have...
And not
the,
in a good way.
That's right. So over Thanksgiving, over Christmas, Halloween, all that stuff.
New Year's, all that stuff.
That's
every holiday, Easter, which we just went through, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. People, all of a sudden, they start eating like crap.
Yeah.
During that holiday season and right over. And look, we're talking about it now. I wanted to bring it up because guess what's right around the corner?
Summer.
That's right.
Actually, Thanksgiving is right around the corner if you really think about it.
True.
It just is going by so fast. But summer's
but
here,
summer's
man.
Summer's here and barbecues are going to be running rampant.
Yeah.
Right? And this is what's going to happen. People go, oh, I got to go to this barbecue. I got to go to that barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Go to the barbecue.
Yeah.
Have a blast. You don't have to eat the food.
Did you just yell at everyone?
I totally did.
You totally did.
You know,
that's
and
like
we're
Arnold.
Recording today, so I didn't even realize that.
So that's on, not only is that going to be on record,
I'm going to turn the camera on you now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what it is. You don't have to eat the food there.
Well,
don't be afraid to, guess what? Be you and be different than everybody else.
Which we're going to be talking about at our retreat a little bit more on June 12th through June 14th down the Cape. It's an actual process of how you can make changes so that you don't feel crazy and uncomfortable when you're at a barbecue and what it means to make significant changes that are small at the time, but they turn out to be significant changes in your lifestyle that will help you so that Auntie Sue's triple layer chocolate cake with whipped cream doesn't become something you feel obligated to eat, and it doesn't become something that it's there and you have to eat it.
Exactly.
So you're not obligated to anyone to eat it, and you don't feel like, well, it was there. I should just have some.
Right?
Right? Yeah. Do we have to break? Is that what you're trying to tell
no,
me?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
You're
just,
good.
No. Okay. Just
you're good.
Make sure. So did you want to go back to the stop dieting, start eating? And I think this is very interesting because this one is specifically for women, which... just bothers me anyway because men and women, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach Michael, poke your eyes out. Poke your eyes out. I think women and men eat the same food.
No, they... aren't there foods specifically for women and exercises specifically for women?
You smart ass. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to teach people that food is food, and what men eat and what women eat is still food, right? We all eat the same food.
Of course.
And the exercises are all the same. Women should do squats because they're a girl's... Well, diamonds are a girl's best friend, but squats
are
right
better.
Up there.
Squats are better.
That's true, because every girl wants a cute booty.
In a guy's eyes?
Whoa, where are you going with that?
I'm just saying, in a guy's eyes.
In a guy's eyes, you don't want to see diamonds, you want to see a cute booty.
It looks squats are your best friend.
Are you just mad because you're spending the money on the diamonds?
No.
Well, it could so be that you could be paying for the cute booty too, right? So I'm just saying. But anyway, so this information kind of took me by surprise because it is specifically for women when in fact it's for humans.
It's for people.
If you're alive and you're breathing.
Yeah, it's for you.
Then it's for you.
Exactly. Okay?
So part of it is forget counting calories, which I totally believe is true.
And, yeah, totally.
You know, go with how you feel when you're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, eat enough and there's always more if you're hungry, right? So I find that a lot of newer clients that work with us, they think they overeat. There's that term of, well, I overeat. But it's I think people really feel like, well, I have to pile my plate and eat it all, which everybody has their own reasons why they eat it all. Maybe their parents didn't let them leave the dinner table when they were a kid like my parents did. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying. But you can always go back for more. There's always more food available. Right. And so I don't really understand that anyway. But going back to counting calories.
Sure.
That's why we have our custom nutritional designs.
Right.
And now we have our new app.
Yeah.
And we have our new cloud-based nutrition coaching software all ready for us to really roll out. But we do the counting of the calories for you.
Exactly.
And we teach you how to eat balanced for your life and not counting calories.
Yeah.
No counting anything. We don't even want you to count.
I had a conversation with a client this morning.
Yeah.
She's brand new to the system.
Yeah.
And she's been working with me now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And last week was her first week using the software.
And?
So perfect, great results. Meaning results in the sense of like, she was like, this is super easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's, and we talked about, you know, when you were out, were you able to edit certain foods and things like that? She goes, yeah. And it was great because it gave me comparable foods.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was doing like, okay, I'm having chicken and now I'm going to have brown rice. You know?
Yes.
Right. There are two different food families.
It gives you a
families.
List
it
of
gives you
substitutions are comparable.
That work and comparable. And the biggest thing is I said, did you pay attention to the chart down at the bottom of the page?
And that's her chart of macros.
The macronutrients, right?
Okay,
right. And the percentages, because we talked about where her percentages should be.
Right, because she's training for a fitness competition.
She's actually not.
Oh, I thought she was.
No, not this one.
Oh,
this
sorry.
One. This one is different, yes. So she is not training for a fitness competition. She's just looking to find a better way to eat healthier and and be balanced about it.
Got
you know,
it.
She knows she wasn't. She was making good choices,
yeah.
but she wasn't balanced in the whole day
that's
in the grand
right.
scheme of things. You
that's
know,
right.
So she was able to stay within her percentages because
cutie patootie.
The app, and she was doing everything by the phone.
Yeah.
It gave her comparable foods.
Yeah, that's great.
It was taking the guesswork out of it.
Great.
You know, and that's why we wanted to introduce this to our clients. So she's totally going to be rocking along right now. That was her first weekend. And for me, that's progress.
Yeah, I agree. So then I want to get into this whole use your hand for your serving sizes.
Yeah.
And let people... and just kind of help people understand when they see use your hand for serving sizes, what it really means. It really doesn't mean use your hand for serving sizes.
Right.
But when we come back, we'll get into that. Okay. So
absolutely.
You can kind of roll us and do whatever you
need
to do.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So we're going to come back and talk about serving sizes, palms, what you really should be looking at. So stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. Remember, if you want to be part of today's show, give us a call, 978-454-4980. Visit our website for more information on us at clubinhaleexhale.com and our newly created Facebook page, Green Chocolate Bar. So facebook.com/greenchocolatebar. You're going to find all of our episodes there that you haven't listened to. So get on over there, download them.
Now.
Make it happen. So.
I heard that.
We did, right? I'm yelling at everybody today.
That's okay.
That's it.
When the sun's out, Michael's yelling. That's just the way it goes.
So we just left off. We were talking about calories and counting calories. And yeah, you got to kind of throw that out the window a little bit, you know, make things a little bit easier, simpler.
On your brain.
And I, honestly, the only people that I would say should be counting calories are people that are getting up on stage. You know, they have to be very specific when it comes to calories and when it comes to macronutrient breakdown and things like that.
But I think it's also helpful if people aren't counting calories and they do find that their body fat percentage is high, maybe tackle to kind of look at some calories and kind of track a little bit.
Sure.
Just to learn.
Yep.
Just to learn.
Of course.
But
of course.
Getting a little crazy about it, not worth it.
No, it's totally not worth it.
Not
you got a million other things that society makes you crazy about. So.
Oh, no, you're not going down that path. I'm not letting you. No way. All right. So.
The mic away from me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know what I want you to do, Coach Michael?
Sure.
Is since I have this information that's directed to women, there is a PDF that's been put together directed for men. So
what?
I'd like you to pull up the men. Oh, yes.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Did I not see it?
You know what?
No.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I did. I just put together the PDFs for the women. That's okay.
Oh, okay. Right. It's quite all right.
We can do the men another time. It's totally fine. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I didn't realize there was a PDF for men, too.
Oh, there
is.
Of
course there would be.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't there be?
Of course there would. So anyway.
Because our palms are different sizes.
So listen. Hey, listen up. Chop, chop. Hey, give me the bell.
What?
Ready? Ding, ding. Ready? Clear. There you go. Good.
You good?
Excellent.
All right.
So
what's up?
Part of this is take a look at your hand. Using your palm or your fist or your cupped hand and your thumb to practice your calorie control, which is thumbs up, baby. Which, putting the word control in with calorie or nutrition or diet or whatever, not the best word.
Probably
control.
Not.
You definitely don't want to control your diet. You don't want to control anything because then it becomes crazy. But anyway, so this, my first question for this PDF that's been put together, if I look at my thumb and I say, great, I can have that much fat, what? Think about it. Fats are in a lot of foods.
Sure they are.
So there's a little in chicken, and there's some in potato chips, and there's some in turkey, and there's some in butter, and there's some in olive oil, and there's some in pumpkin seeds, and there's some in walnuts, and there's some in my Luna bar, and there's some in my Kind bar, and there's some You see my point?
When
how
I
the
do
hell
that,
am I going to look at my thumb and go, oh, that's how much fat I've just had?
Yeah, when I do that nutrition workshop to teach people the basics of nutrition to get them to understand, the one thing I make clear is when I do that whole pie chart and lay out the numbers and calculate all that stuff, just to kind of give people an idea where they should be. Again, we do that stuff for you.
Yeah.
We do make it easy because we know the science behind it.
Right.
But what I do make clear to them is your fat intake is by far the hardest
to control.
To control.
Control, there's that
exactly.
word.
Exactly.
Because it's almost impossible to control.
Correct.
Right? So if you don't actually know what your foods are made up of, how can you possibly control it? And then you're out of control because you can't control it because you don't know what your foods are made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we know... Coach Michael and I know that we'll take walnuts, for example. They're great. And
absolutely.
They're an amazing source of omegas and healthy fats and all that good stuff, right? But if I look at my thumb, am I going to have two walnuts because that's the size of my thumb and say that's my fat intake? No bueno. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Right. And there's also protein in walnuts. So do I have to take half of my thumb and the other half of my other thumb? Well, my half thumb on my right hand, right?
Right.
So... my point is, it just doesn't make any sense.
Drives you nuts.
It's about learning what's in your food and what your food consists of.
Exactly.
And making it balanced.
Yeah.
And that's what we teach. And so, I just find this whole thumb cup.
When I started looking at
weird.
This, what did I say? I said, okay, take a look at this. They actually are telling me that my protein portion should be the size of my palm. Now, when I hold out my palm, I said to
hands,
you,
dude.
I
you
said
got big
to,
hands.
I said to you. Yeah. how many ounces do you think would fit in there? And you
and
were
I
roughly
said,
about 6 to 8.
Six to eight. It's probably closer to 8.
Right.
So I would hate to be smacked by you. Nothing. That thing's enormous.
I've totally done it. Right? Seriously.
All so, right. We might work together a little too much. If yeah. We're making the same noises together.
I know, right?
I know. Okay, go ahead.
8 ounces.
Yeah.
Of protein, be it chicken, steak, fish, or whatever.
Yeah.
Is a lot.
It is a lot.
For one sitting for me, for my goal right now.
Yes.
I don't need that kind of calorie intake. So to automatically see this, I knew right away.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
That is not the best way of putting your portions together. It's just not.
Right. So I'm gonna go a little crazy here. If I cut my hand, do I know is that approximately a cup of food? Actually, I can tell by looking at my hand, it's definitely not. And I don't have small hands. I mean, I'm 5'6½-ish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not small, but do I really want to measure with my hand? Maybe not. I don't know. I actually would prefer to know what I'm eating, so I'm going to pull out my measuring cup. That's just me. That's
of course.
Because,
that's the exact same thing I would do.
Yeah, it's the laws of straightness and how my OCD works, but that's okay. We're not going to go down that path. But also, I'm going to go crazy. If I were 35% body fat, guess what happens? My fingers, I'm going to say it, are a lot chubbier than they are now.
Okay.
So I have way less than a cup because it just won't fit in my hand.
Right.
So now you're putting yourself on a diet.
Right.
You see how that happens?
Yeah.
Pull out a measuring cup.
That's all. Make it simple. Make it easy.
I mean, make it simple. Know what you're eating. Look at your labels. Learn about your foods and have some fun with it that way.
We all have measuring cups in the house.
It's almost kind of, I think pulling out a measuring cup or something like that, or my food scale once in a while, because I can sort of eyeball it now. But I find when I pull that stuff out, it just makes me go, okay,
sure.
At least I know I'm
exactly.
on, you know, because over time, even with myself, I've caught myself.
You fall off, your
with
eyes kind of, yeah.
Egg whites. Yeah. I actually started doubling my
egg
whites
really?
By mistake. I'm supposed to have 3 egg whites, and it got to the point of like 5½ or 6 egg whites. I was like, ooh, I got to go back to measuring that.
That would
and
be
I
me.
Realized, yeah, and yeah. I realized, wow, because visually it's, you know, it's hard to, you know, think about scrambled egg whites.
Sure.
It doesn't come out the exact same all the time, right? They're scrambled. So when you look at it, you're like, oh, that's about 3 egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it gradually turned into 4 and 5 and 6 and But so, yeah. Do we want people to pull out their measuring cups and all that good stuff?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's what this PDF that's been put together strictly for women says, don't pull out your measuring cups or any of that stuff because you're going to get booed by your family.
Exactly. Wow.
Then that
judging
means a whole
someone
other
else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Getting judged. They're telling you right away, people are going to look at you funny.
Yeah.
Because you're doing what you're doing.
Which is horrible. Because
Sorry.
If your family's not supporting you,
no.
then you definitely need to come and call me and have a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to write a nice little note to your family, a little slip, like a little hall pass that says, knock it off.
Right.
Cut it out. Let them do what they're doing. They're trying to learn.
It always amazes me.
Yeah, and it
totally
also says don't pull out your food scale.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not saying you have to do that for every meal.
Sure.
But if you're trying to learn and you're trying to understand what your foods are made of, guess what? Pull out your damn food scale. And guess what? Here's a trick for everyone that might want to know. Tip of the day. A lot of people say to me, well, coach, I didn't pull out my food scale and I haven't done it in a long time because, I got to pull it out. I got to put it on the counter. I hate stuff on my counter. And then I got to wash it all the time. Ha! Ready for this? Obviously, you can put it somewhere that's a little bit more accessible. And I'm one of those people that doesn't like things on my counter either.
Mm-hmm.
Put it somewhere in a cabinet that's closer to the front and get some wax paper.
Yeah.
Line your scale with wax paper and then put the food on it.
That's
and then
it.
You
yeah.
never have to.
Never.
Well, of course, you have to wash your scale at some point. But you almost let's put it this way, very infrequently have
see,
to wash
you've
your
wax,
food scale.
Wax paper. I use tinfoil. It was
just
good. The same exact thing. You know what
I'm
saying?
Same it's
just
thing.
And honestly, I washed it very rarely because I never had to.
Yeah, you're putting
you know,
it right back into the
right
cabinet.
Right back in there.
Right?
That's it.
So that's a nice little food tip.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to learn about your foods and you're trying to either increase your calories for whatever reason or decrease your calories or figure out, you know, what kind of body fat you have and you're trying to decrease your body fat, then you've got to know what you're eating, right? So it's very interesting. They're telling women specifically.
Mm-hmm. Women.
Women who are the 85% majority is what we're hearing.
Well,
are the caretakers and the food makers and all that good stuff. But no, don't take out your measuring cups and don't know what you're spending your, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another tip of the day. if you measure out your food and you become familiar with it and you don't have to do it forever, guess how much money you're going to save in food? I mean, save in dollars for your food.
Oh, yeah.
Because people tend to increase.
They always increase.
Their
Why?
Serving size.
This is the easiest one to
answer,
too.
Which increases the money that you're spending.
It's because people are very used to going out to dinner. And what happens at dinner? You get 2 to 3 serving sizes, 4 serving sizes sometimes.
Oh, you mean
you
like at a restaurant?
Dinner at a restaurant. Mm. Huge. Huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And it also says don't stand on the scale, but I think that's kind of true.
Anyway, you go ahead. I think we, those are some good tips.
Yeah.
For people that are just starting out. You know, you want to get educated. That's really the stuff that you have to do.
Yeah.
It's not a should. No, it's a must. Sorry. Because once it's done, it's one and done. Now you have the knowledge behind you and you have the education behind you and you've done those things. So mm-hmm. you don't have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's called living a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. I thought this whole thing was very interesting, and it there are 4 PDFs that go with this, and mm-hmm. They all, I think if we as a society just learn a balanced lifestyle, it's so much easier than trying to be on a diet, right? And if your food and your fitness aren't right, mm-hmm. isn't that the first thing we always complain about other than our jobs? And frankly, if you have a crappy job, I almost said a bad word. If you have a crappy job, what are you putting yourself through the stress for? Get rid of it.
Exactly.
You're worth more. Yeah. Go get a new job.
Totally.
Sorry.
Totally.
I could talk about that forever.
I know.
Go.
I know. No, well, the next one here, the next PDF and stuff is really kind of about like, is taking care of you selfish?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
And it's not.
No.
It's absolutely not, but I think more people see it as being selfish. More people looking in from the outside. We're judged. Again, that word comes up, right? We're judged.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, and I got my son in the studio today, right?
Yeah, Mr. Snuffles.
He's over there. He's chilling. I know. He can't hear a word that's going
that's
on.
That's okay. He's got his headphones on.
And it's because he's got vacation week and stuff. And, well, I got the radio show, and we're here. You know?
Yes.
So I'm blessed enough
yes.
to be able to take him with me
That's
from
right.
time to time.
That's
and
right.
it feels great,
yes.
you know? But there are also times when dad needs time. I've got to go mm-hmm. to the gym, got to work out, I got to give myself some time.
Mm-hmm.
And those things allow me to be better for him.
That's right.
Absolutely. The people that are thinking of it the opposite way, sorry,
yeah.
but guess what?
That confuses
You're stressed
me.
Out all the time.
Yeah,
I will
that
guarantee you
me.
That you're constantly stressed out because you have not given yourself time. And the only thing you're doing, because I can hear you saying it right now, well, I have to go drive my son to hockey. Well, I got to bring my daughter to dance. I got to go over here. And after they do dance, then I got to bring them over here. And then they get this extra after school thing going on.
Yeah.
I can hear you right now.
It's not me. I'm
no, I know. But this is what I hear constantly.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So give us a solution.
There's got to be a balance, right?
That word keeps coming up today.
Keeps coming up, right? There's got to be a balance to life, to family, to making everything happen.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think there's a way of doing it where you don't sacrifice your child's future or things that they get involved in. I think maybe instead of 5 sports a season, one.
I see.
Or 2.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but parents are going to do what they want to do.
Of
you can't
course.
Tell, you can't tell a parent what to do with their kid. They'll pop you. They'll pop you in the butt.
No, that's totally fine. But I'm going to speak like that right now because I can feel like I can tell the parents that they should be doing this for themselves, not for their kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're no good to their children if they're no good to themselves.
Well,
they're running in circles.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I get it's hard. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I fall into the same thing too. There are days when I'm flying all over the place.
Oh, that is true.
But I also know that there are other days that are not going to be like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a balance created.
So do you think some parents might do like, because we know that there are parents out there that do 5 sports a season for their kids and all that stuff.
Sure.
But do you think maybe it's because they feel guilty or they want to live vicariously through their kids in some way, shape, or form?
You're bringing up one of those very touchy subjects. But
am I?
Yes.
You can tell
yes.
I don't have kids, huh?
Yeah.
I got a puppy, though. She's wicked cute.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of parents that end up and have lived vicariously through their kids because maybe they missed out when they were kids or something like that. And I think just understand that, you know, we're all individuals.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we have to remember.
Right.
And my kid is my kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to grow up being who he is. I've never forced him to make a decision unless it's a chore around the house because we all got responsibilities.
Yes.
You know, but
I think he's going to end up, you're going to have a mini me forever.
Yeah, a lot of people call him a mini me.
Holy moly.
Yeah. I always say to him, you know, Connor, it's one sport a season.
Yeah.
You have schoolwork on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you also want to give time for yourself too and be a kid.
Yeah.
So you want to be playing out there with your buddies and going bike riding or rollerblading or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's a balance. Again, there's a balance to all
it's
that
a big
stuff.
Word.
You know, and
everybody wants it. If you think about it, everybody wants balance. They just might not know how to get it.
Yeah. I just
and here's what I find.
I got somebody very close to me. This is all I'm going to say. I got somebody very close to me that I grew up with that played hockey and minor leagues. And literally was getting ready to get scouted up. And I think a lot of times pushed to that level by dad.
Okay.
From the time he was a little tyke to the time he grew up. And then he got to the point where he grew up and he's like, no, like enough.
Right.
Like
so
he
you're
felt like he wasn't
there was
living.
A resentment on the child side.
Yes.
Okay.
And he felt like
he
wasn't
didn't
living.
Like he didn't want to do it for his dad anymore.
Correct. He
got
felt
it.
Like he was wasn't living for him.
Right.
He meaning for himself.
That's right.
You know,
gotcha.
He was living for somebody else and he was like, no, I want to do what I want to do now.
Yeah.
Now's my time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we have to be cautious with those things too.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting and kind of correct me if you think that I'm wrong, but when there's sort of that fluster going around and no balance, excuse me, I think you have trained your family to train you that they come first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you follow that? So if I had kids and I was running around crazy, okay, and I didn't take the proper time for myself to balance out my life and my nutrition and stay healthy.
Sure.
I put that stress on myself and then exerted onto my kids, but my kids see this, so then they truly feel, and righteously so, rightfully so.
Sure.
That they come first and not me.
Of course.
Because I've trained myself to train them to train me.
Correct.
Ooh, you see what just happened?
That's hardcore. You
that's
know what?
Bananas.
If there's people out there that disagree with us, agree with us, whatever.
Because I want to see
conversation.
Another side of it. Yeah.
And this
is
the one thing that I'll say.
Yeah.
It's a conversation. I have my opinion. I have the way I live my life.
Mm.
And everybody's got theirs.
Yeah, and I
and
don't have kids,
everybody's
going to
be different. And that's fine.
I just
but what
find
I'm
it
saying is, from what I see, because I work with people every single day, and this is just what I've seen, is that when you don't give yourself the time you need, you're going to crack.
Yeah, and what I find interesting, though, think about all the people that we work with that have been with us for so long, and think about how they've changed their life.
Mm-hmm.
They now see it and go, aha,
right?
They almost
exactly.
like sing now.
Yeah.
And of course, then they talk about it and they make me cry because I'm so proud of them. And oh God, did anybody see that video? I'm crying everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm such a
everywhere.
Sap. I'm not a tough girl at all.
It's
I'm
all
such
good.
A sap.
It's all good.
I cry over spilled milk.
So if you want to call and just share your thoughts with us, go for it. I'd love to just have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
It's 978-454-4980. 978-454-4980. So I don't want to beat a dead horse on that. I just want to remind people.
Well, we already did.
I know. We totally did. You know.
Sorry.
So take the time for yourself that you need, because I'll tell you right now, you'll end up being a better parent for it. And that's what we should be striving for every single day, is to be better than what we were yesterday. And if you're a parent, then you want to be a better parent than you were yesterday. And if you're
and
an
grandparent,
athlete, grandparent,
as time goes on.
Whatever you are today or yesterday, you want to be better today for it. And tomorrow, you want to be better than today. So every day is better.
Say that five times
right?
fast, Coach
Seriously.
Michael.
And I'm done.
Hey, so I want to let people know that for the retreat on June 12th and through June 14th down the Cape, I have big plans this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going down to the Cape for not the whole weekend, but a really good part of it. So I have to figure out what time on Saturday I'm leaving.
Yep.
And we're going to be looking for sponsors down the Cape.
Correct.
So this is me and the owner of one of the private homes that we rented.
Correct. Yep.
She's very familiar with the area, obviously,
of course,
because
she's had the place down there for years.
Exactly.
Yep.
So her and I are going to be headed down the Cape, and we're going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff to get a little bit more prepared for this retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let people know we're still working on it.
Absolutely.
And I sent out an email to our email list. Did that go? That was today.
That was this morning. Yeah.
Right. So I thought it was interesting that I let people know, yeah, there are spots that are still open. But for everybody that said, yeah, I want to go. We would have been booked more than twice now.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we only have room for 21 people.
People are interested. And I'll tell you right now, if you wait to the last minute, there won't be a spot.
Well, the last minute is May 22nd.
Correct.
Because if they don't sign up by then, we're going to have a struggle with food and
correct.
And logistics and all that stuff. So we got to know by May 22nd if people are in or not.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there that I'm going to have a great weekend, and I hope that it's sunny down the Cape. Dear Mother Nature, please give me some good weather.
Right.
I mean, I'd like to actually wear a skirt, for crying out loud.
Me too.
Get these mozzarella sticks that
me
I call
too.
Legs. Get a little sun on those things.
I'm going to put
a
tutu on.
You would look cute in a tutu.
Just maybe a blue one. I don't know. A little stripe of pink or something. What do you think,
blue
Chris?
Blue and pink,
yeah,
huh?
Something good, yeah.
At
like
least
that.
Go with the Club Inhale Exhale colors.
No.
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 No, you want the stripe
maybe
of pink?
Maybe neon yellow.
That'd be hot.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Everybody see me coming.
Hey, newsflash. We see you coming anyway. Are you kidding me? The more you work out for this powerlifting team,
the more
I'm like, dude.
I know.
How much bigger are you going to get,
dude? The arms are starting to.
That's okay. That's good. That's what you want.
Yeah. That's what it is.
How is your training going for the powerlifting competition?
Absolutely fantastic. You know, the next competition is May 23rd. It's actually May 23rd and 24th. Yes, it's what? Memorial Day weekend that weekend?
I know. That's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend.
I'm actually excited to be at a powerlifting competition on Memorial Day weekend and not drinking beers and eating burgers in my backyard.
Right?
Wait. Somebody write that down.
I know.
Did I
crazy.
Just say that out loud?
Crazy.
Yeah. I am excited. I can't wait to stand in a stinky gym.
Me too. Working
sorry,
out
Paul,
all
if
day.
You're listening. We love your gym.
Working out all day. but yeah, no, I just, training's been going fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about it. I'm getting stronger.
Yeah, you
literally
are.
Every week.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's good to see your progress.
There. I was in there yesterday doing bench.
Yeah.
And working on my bench.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I wasn't doing bench. I wasn't doing the normal bench press. I'm working on my strength and trying to get my triceps strong. So I'm working on close grip bench press.
Mm-hmm.
And just between last week and this week, I've increased my poundage by 10 pounds.
That's amazing.
With reps. So last week I was at 275 this week.
Like as in 275 pounds.
Correct.
On a bar.
Actually, I'm sorry, 20 pounds. That's 10 on each side.
Yes.
So, yes, 275 pounds on the bar. And then
and
this
like
week is 295.
What are you repping out at, like 10 reps?
No, 4 to 5.
Four to 5. Okay.
This week it was 295 for 4 to 5 reps.
Oh, sorry, 10 would be way too many reps anyway.
If I was doing
you'd
10,
be,
then my bench would be right
racking.
Around 375, 405.
Yeah.
You know,
interesting.
So it's gotten stronger. My front squats have gotten stronger.
Yeah.
Legs have definitely gotten stronger. I mean, you saw the other day when I was in there, I had 7 45-pound plates on each side of the leg press machine.
That's just
I was working
stupid.
Out. I was just warming up. It felt like I was warming up. So I'm like, do I really
I want to make sure that people
here?
Heard that correctly. Yeah. 7 45-pound weights on each side of the leg press machine.
Yeah.
And then he asked me to sit on top of it.
Well, I was like, I don't know how much weight she's really going to add, but
oh, please, I'm
not tired
that.
Of putting the weights on.
Yeah, right.
I got to take them off.
I know that's easier for me to jump on and off the machine than for you to have to peel it all off and load it back on.
Exactly.
Got it.
So just getting stronger and loving the feeling. And food is a big part of what I've doing.
Yeah,
you know,
you've been
food.
Really great with your nutrition.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you. You've done
my
a really
food has
good
been
job.
Pretty much spot on for this.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be so controlled as if I was going to go step on stage or anything like that. But what I've been noticing is that I'm feeling lighter. Even though I'm getting bigger, I feel lighter.
Yeah.
You know, so I think over the next, I'm going to keep the regimen going over the next 3 months.
So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, did you increase your calories and by how much? Or do you even know? Or did you
just
know
rough,
what your calories?
It's a rough estimate. It's roughly about 500 to 600
that
calories.
That you increased?
That I increased.
Okay, so you're probably around 3,000 calories.
Close, yeah.
Got it.
Close to 3,000 a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a lot of food. I would love to be able to eat 3,000 calories
again, so
a day.
I could probably sit down and eat 6 to 7 ounces of steak.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
which
yeah.
would be fine for me.
Meat sweats.
Yeah, right. You know?
Meat sweats. Oh, that's pretty good. So can I ask a little bit about Stephanie's progress? Do you mind?
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We can do
absolutely.
That? Okay. Yeah, oh, should yeah. I turn the camera for you? I'll
no,
do
that's
it.
Fine.
I'll do it. I want to hear about Steph.
Yeah.
And not too many details. We don't want to give away all her,
sure.
you know,
no,
all her secrets.
Absolutely not.
Am I taking us off topic? Who cares?
No, it's fine.
It's our show.
Fine.
We can do whatever the hell we want. How's that?
We'll get into the topics next week then, because it's really going to come down next week's show. We'll keep the topics going. It's really
going
to come down to
we'll bring
to
out the guy stuff.
You know,
and
what's the best diet?
Oh,
we're
going
to talk
right.
to you about that next week.
Oh, that's banana
Because
balls.
That's a topic that's going to take some time to really talk to you about.
Yeah.
So we're gonna come back to that next week.
Like Steph says, we need more time. Stephanie's like, the hour just goes by too fast.
Totally
we need
does.
More time. Anyway, go.
Steph is making some great progress.
Yeah.
She's getting stronger. I mean, you got a woman that went into the last powerlifting show. She's 53 years old, and she deadlifted 140 pounds.
145.
Right? 45?
Was it 145?
So I've been working with her on her strength, her lower back strength and her glute strength, and just we've been doing some, they're called Romanian deadlifts, and if you want to know what they look like, just Google them up online.
Google.
Yeah. So it helps with that glute strength and that posterior chain and getting it nice and strong, right?
That is so sexy. God, I love muscles.
Okay, now. Slow it down. Back
muscles
up.
Muscles and food.
Right? It's good stuff.
That's so good.
It's good stuff. So she literally now has a 165-pound deadlift.
Get out of town.
Nope.
Get out of town.
She pulled that 2 weeks ago.
Stop it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's increased very quickly.
I just fell more in love with her.
And it's the reason why she's increased very quickly after her first powerlifting show is because she realized right at that moment that she could do it.
That's right.
So now she sees that it's limitless.
Yeah.
We seem to put a cap on what we're able to achieve.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, there is no cap.
Yeah.
And that's why you should never peak.
That's
you
right.
know, that fitness convention that we were at a few weeks ago. Has it been a month now since we were out there? My God.
I have no idea.
Yeah, something like that. It's been close to a month.
No, it's
well,
less
three
than a
weeks,
month.
Right?
We left
three
on
weeks.
The 26th,
yeah, so
didn't we?
It's about 3 weeks now. But his motto was never peak. Never peak. Because once you peak, life is over.
Well, that wasn't his whole motto. It was
never peak
because the best is yet to come.
Exactly.
Right.
But that's what just to kind of put that in there, it's like most people, they reminisce about the glory days.
I know. Why can't every day be your glory day?
Thank you.
You
create
are so
memories.
Welcome, Coach Michael. Anytime
memories,
I can help you, let me know.
Create new ways of doing things. Always try to strive. Always try to achieve. Try to achieve for more every single day. This is about being a better you every single day.
Yeah.
And she has completely realized that it is truly possible.
Yeah.
That, I mean, there's no limit now.
Yeah.
She knows
How's her
that.
Bench doing?
She's actually doing very well with her bench.
Yeah.
She's getting stronger in the close grip. I got her working close grip too.
Good.
So to get
Excellent.
Her stronger.
Good.
And we got her up to a strong 85 pounds with one rep.
Nice.
For close grip. Which
that's
means
good.
Her bench has gone up probably roughly to 105 or so.
Oh my God. That's
She's
awesome.
She's going to be real strong for this
good
show.
Good for her. So I'm still working on Miss Tracy, just to let you know.
I know you are.
I'm still working. So I had her at 135 today from the floor.
Yeah.
Deadlift.
And if people are interested too, I know that our spring schedule is coming out May.
Yeah.
And we've changed some of the classes around a little bit to accommodate some more classes for this particular training.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and you can start with 5 pounds.
Yeah. We've opened up Saturdays too, where it's going to be one Saturday a month is going to be a training day. And we're also going to have a powerlifting workshop. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Talk to me about the next workshop. Isn't that scheduled? No.
It will be.
Oh, you gave me that look of shut up, don't
right?
say anything
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. It's coming up.
Not quite
I'm putting it together
yet.
Right now. Yeah. I'm putting it together right
okay,
now.
It's
the last thing that needs to be done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I thought it was already on the schedule for some reason. All right. So her bench is getting... Okay. What about her squat?
She's getting stronger.
Yeah.
She's getting stronger with it. She's getting stronger in every single area.
Yeah.
It's amazing to just watch her progress every single week. She's getting stronger at all those areas.
Yeah.
So to watch her come into the competition, she's going to be more comfortable in this one.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what? I'd love to keep talking, but guess what time it is?
Aww.
Yeah. We got to keep going. Absolutely. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for being here. Chris, thank you so much. We're going to come back next week and talk to you about what's the best diet. So stay tuned for the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. We'll talk to everybody next week.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.